CDC, Centers for Disease Control guidelines were updated last month, encouraging states to implement alternatives to in-person voting in order to prevent community spread of COVID-19. These include expanding early voting periods, absentee ballots, and some novel strategies like drive-through balloting. All, however, require resources and time to train poll workers in order to implement. With November just a few months away, some states like Texas, one of six states refusing to expand vote by mail, are predicted to see long lines and understaffed polling places during the general election. An investigation by the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis found nearly half of all counties in Texas do not have enough poll workers to staff their polling locations in November. Mimi Marzani is the president of the Texas Civil Rights Project, who testified before Congress.
There has been a multi-month battle in Texas around voting by mail and who is eligible. Going into COVID, Texas was one of the very few states that required an excuse to vote absentee by mail. And then of that small subset, most other states expanded the eligibility requirements. Texas, as I said, fought us and other organizations in court.
Democrat-led efforts to force the state of Texas to expand mail-in voting were rejected by the United States Supreme Court back in June. Marzani says it's notable that President Donald Trump and his immediate family have all voted by mail in recent elections, yet Trump and other Republicans continue to try and persuade the public with false allegations that mail-in ballots or absentee ballots will compromise the integrity of the elections. Representative Mark Green, a Republican from Tennessee, says his state is offering $1,000 rewards to people who report voter fraud.
Voter fraud is real, and it can sway elections. This shouldn't be a partisan issue, but sadly, instead of strengthening election security, Democrats support initiatives like mail-in voting. Experience has shown that mail-in ballots have massive vulnerabilities and can be easily altered, stolen, or forged. If California wants to allow ballot harvesting and permit illegals to vote in their state elections, that's their business. But don't you dare try to tell Tennessee what we should do.
Some Republicans reject claims that mail-in voting will lead to voter fraud, like Benjamin Ginsburg, an election lawyer who has represented four different Republican presidential candidates. Across the aisle, Democratic Representative Bill Foster of Illinois argues that voter suppression is the real threat to election integrity, not voting by mail.
Voter suppression is a problem that is orders of magnitude larger than any concerns over potentially fraudulent voting, either by mail or in person. As many of you know, my father was a civil rights lawyer who wrote much of the enforcement language behind the Civil Rights Act of 1964, and it is great to see that the struggle for voter enfranchisement, which should be the battle of every generation, is being taken up today. But I'm also a scientist. And it is a scientific fact that it will always be safer to vote by mail from home than to vote in person. And the vast majority of Americans believe that that decision about where to vote should be a personal choice that should be available to all citizens.
Foster notes that every single state requested funding through the CARES Act to enhance vote by mail, deal with ballot printing, postage, provide services like drop boxes, and extra staffing. In May, House Democrats proposed $3.6 billion in additional election funding to support states in a coronavirus aid proposal, the HEROES Act. That provision in the bill, and a measure to provide bailout funds for the Postal Service ahead of the November election, has been rejected by the Republican Senate majority. I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA.